Praise the Lord. Today's message is a little sleep, a little slumber. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6 and verses 9 through 12, "How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth." The word froward means stubbornly contrary and disobedient, obstinate. The word obstinate means stubbornly refusing to change one's opinion or chosen course of action. "He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers, frowardness is in his heart, he deviseth mischief continually, he soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly, suddenly shall he be broken without remedy." In Proverbs chapter 24, in verses 30 and 33, it says it like this: "I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding." Void of understanding is not referring to man's wisdom. This is referring to the wisdom of God. Thus wise men and scholars on earth can be void of understanding. "And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down." A nettle is a plant having jagged leaves covered with stinging hairs. "Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man." Church, we don't want to be caught asleep. We look around at our world today, and we see the signs of His coming, and we look around, and we see that our families and our friends still need salvation. We see that our nation has become a nation of abominations. Everywhere we look, the stench of sin is rising up to the heavens before the nostrils of our God. We see homosexuals fighting for the right to marry with one another. We see a nation of people that are accepting of their behavior, and in many cases standing alongside of them, protesting with them to help them achieve their goal. We see our retail store outlets taking Christ out of Christmas and replacing Him with silly holiday slogans. Everywhere we look in our world, we see the march of the Antichrist spirit, as they proudly declare, "We want Christianity erased from history." Now we see that it's getting even further, that now we're going to start swearing people in on the Quran. Church, we don't want to be caught sleeping. In Luke chapter 17, verses 26 through 30, it says it like this: "And as in when the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." Church, where is your burden for the lost? Where is your desire to see one saved? Have you become so sleepy in this world of filth that you no longer care about the lost? The wicked man is saying what we see in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that when was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of the judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Yea, these six things doth the Lord hate." In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17, "A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. A proud look. Are you arrogant? Are you stuck up? Do you have a haughty spirit? A lying tongue. Do you say one thing in your heart and then do another? Do you speak deceit to spare yourself of troubles? Do you think white lies are not lies? Hands that shed innocent blood. Are you killing someone just because of their ethnic background? Are you slaying your brother because of his beliefs? Heart of wicked imaginations. Do you allow yourself to fantasize on causing harm to others? Do you allow yourself to imagine lustful desires? Do you imagine what life would be like if there wasn't a God? Feet swiftly running to mischief. Are you quickly running to watch a fight at school? Are you running to be with the crowd while they're making hurtful jokes toward others? Are you running to make sure you get to take the best shot out on another fellow man since everyone else is doing it? A false witness speaking lies. Do you speak lies against another because they have offended you? Are you making up lies to purposely see another person get punished? Are you speaking lies against another because you don't want to tell on your lying friends? He that sows discord among the brethren. Are you starting rumors at church? Are you gossiping on the telephone of what you saw Brother Bobby or Sister Susie doing last week? Are you backbiting or stabbing your fellow man because you will not offer up forgiveness for something that they have done to you? Church, are you doing one of these sins that God hates? If so, repent. Do you see our nation doing any of these things that God hates? Then why are you not speaking out against them and showing them the error of their ways? Are you not the salt of the earth? Are we not the light of the world? How then do you expect them to know their own way? Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14, reminds us how we should be living. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we had believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, and not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. If you love one another, then why are you not out spreading the word of truth to your neighbors? Why are you not taking salvation to the lost? Have you become the sluggard? Are you the slothful man with thorns and nettles over your face? Oh, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. And we see in 1 Thessalonians 5, in verses 1 through 11, it says, But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. Church, do you recognize the season? Then why are you not out on the highways and the byways compelling them to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb? Why are you willing to make excuses such as, I do not have the time? Are you more wrapped up in this world that you are not supposed to be taking part with, that you're going to be one of the five silly virgins that didn't have enough oil burning in their lamps? Do you feel it's more important to watch TV, listen to ungodly radio music, or go shopping than it is to see a man saved? Are you too busy making sure your belly stay full than making a commitment to God and becoming a laborer in the harvest fields? In Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 36, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of God. Church, are you too sleepy to have revival?